Tigers in.
Huh?
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Let's wait till he plays 18 holes for real, then come back to me. But cool, he's gonna play.
ESPN sitting there jumping for joy. They got the first two rounds.
They'll be jumping for joy regardless. I was just thumbing around getting audio for the show, and of course, First Take, which is actually something that this is better than what they normally do anyway, which is just go Stephen A. goes off for no reason, is they actually played the entire Tiger press conference, which is nauseating in itself, but it would be better content than having Stephen A. just go off about a bunch of nothing for 2 hours.
Why was it nauseating to play the entire press conference?
I mean, I get you have to. I get it's Tiger. I know why we're talking about it. And if he were to somehow win this thing, then it's tremendous for golf, and I'm sure it would be fun to watch. I'm not quarreling there, but just like the constant, oh, what's Tiger gonna do? Oh, what's Tiger gonna do? Like, enough. And this is where I'm saying before, Steve, that this is where golf's gonna have this major problem when he eventually can't play anymore.
Okay.
We're talking about a guy that brought the game so much turmoil lately, then he gets into a crash because he stupidly is traveling 115 miles an hour, whatever it was, in a 50 zone in California. All this turmoil he did to himself, and yet we're continuing to give him all this coverage of, oh my God, he's coming back, and he's going to play in the Masters. Like, that's what's nauseating it for me about this whole thing.
Nothing. It's not nauseating to me at all. I think he's... I mean, have I ever been a Tiger fan? No. But is he good for the game? Yeah. I mean, look, he's an artist in this whole thing. I got it.
Clearly.
Okay. And he's the kind of... What makes the great figures so attractive to people are two reasons. The legion of fans that want them to win, and the legion of fans that want to see them fail. So let's take your guy, Tom Brady. You want to watch Brady play, and you want him to lose. That's why you watch him. But come to think of it, there's a long list of people you want to see lose. So,
I've been able to tolerate him now that he's been a buck, but I was fully on that bandwagon when he was with New England.
But I'm saying, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what draws people in. There are people that are drawn. They want to see him. There are people in New England that want to see him win with Tampa Bay because they love him. And there are other people like, oh, I'm sick of him. I want to see him lose. Now, when Philadelphia won the Super Bowl, it wasn't just that the Eagles won the Super Bowl, but they beat Brady.
Exactly.
Right? And that's the way it is with almost every LeBron. People will watch the finals because they think LeBron's the greatest player ever, and they want to see Miami win. They want to see Cleveland win. They want to see the Lakers win. And there's a group of people out there that I'm rooting for the Spurs. I'm rooting for the Mavericks. I'm rooting for the Warriors. I mean, in other words, they want LeBron to lose. But it draws viewers. And that's what happened with Tiger, okay? There's a legion of people out there. And over time, he's become a more sympathetic figure. All right? That's what's happened.